Welcome to Outside the Box, where we like to slow things down a bit. Today's topic is the slow economy. In the previous Outside the Box, I explained why I don't have a cell phone, and that in part, it's to slow down our fast-paced, anytime, anywhere way of life, or at least mine. You could say I'm trying to create a slow economy, just like there's slow food and slow money. There's a whole slow movement that includes slow travel, medicine, cities, books, schools, and living. A web search for slow economy would bring up references to sluggish economic growth. However, what I think of is an economy that's not so fast-paced and frantic. It would be more locally based, with small businesses that are less profit-oriented, and with more of a social and community focus. One less technologically based, and more cooperative and democratic in how it's run. A slow economy would be made up of sustainable businesses, around for the long haul, and not planning to sell or move at the right opportunity. It would balance economics with environmental concerns. Maybe we need that slow movement in all parts of our lives. We're getting there. As I mentioned earlier, there's already slow food, which is eating local, preserving the diversity of cuisines, and enjoying meals rather than wolfing them down at a fast food joint. And slow money. Investing locally rather than in big corporations. Slow books is simply enjoying reading rather than electronic entertainment. Slow schools, back to basics learning in a nurturing environment. Slow medicine, a focus on patient needs rather than pills or technology. What else could be simpler and slower, more people-oriented and rewarding for its own sake? How about slow work, where we focus less on efficiency and more on the joys of production, doing a good job, and ensuring employment for everyone? There could be slow environment, where we put less stress on our climate and ecosystems and reduce our use of fossil fuels and other natural resources. Or slow exercise, taking walks, riding a bicycle, having a regular yoga routine, or just moving around a lot instead of intensive workouts in a gym. One I certainly need to work on is my tendency to rush around and multitask, trying to get many things done in a short amount of time. Maybe I need to join a slow down or one task at a time movement by scheduling less and leaving more time to dawdle. We could do slow speaking, which might be harder to follow for those in a rush. But we'd say things more exactly the way we wanted them said. One thing we do want to keep doing with speed is fast thinking, since the slower our thoughts, the quicker our minds start to lose their sharpness. There are advantages to slow thinking, too. More gradual and well-thought-out decisions. What do you do fast? And when do you do things in an intentionally slow manner? I'm Larry Danziger. Happier when I'm not living in a hurry.